Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Penhorwood. Penhorwood is a condominium complex in Fort McMurray, Alberta. And it is a disaster is not a strong enough word for what's happened at Penhorwood. And you'll see that as we go through. So, you know, there's 168 units, as we said before, in seven buildings. It's built in 2001, 2002. The tenants are all evicted at midnight in winter. And why? The foundation was collapsing, said the engineers who looked at it. It started in 2003. Actually, the developer's realtor, the guy the developer hired to market the property and set up a rental pool, came in. He was an experienced guy, started looking, and he went, you know, this place is falling apart. It's falling apart. Huge deficiencies. Risk of injury and death, said this realtor. Of course, the developer promptly sued him for defamation because he's supposed to be selling the units, not trashing the property. But he felt strongly enough that he really put up his hand and said, you got to watch this place. So that kind of warning was just the start of what went on. You know, then they got an actual engineer to come and look because nobody really kind of believed the realtor. And he's just a guy like we're guys. And if you're not a professional, you know, what do you know? So they got an engineer's report. And it said that there were major structural, mechanical, and electrical issues. The roof was failing. There were leaks. There was wiring problems. There was foundations cracking. There was falling stucco. And the result of all that, and it was so bad, that 300 people got evicted in the dead of winter with a half-hour notice at midnight. And they're not back. They're not back. They're not back. So, I mean, could it have been that bad? You know, there was a hazard to life and health. So where does that, you know, what does that mean and where does it leave people? Did people sue? Of course they did. Of course they did. Started off small. There was lots of defendants. The condominium corporation and the owners are suing the developer, of course. Lots of the subtrades. The architect. The contractor. And the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. All those people are joined into this lawsuit, which started out at, I think, $4.1 million, which was, that lasted about 3 seconds, and it got bumped up to $60 million. $60 million. Because, that is still in court. Hasn't been settled yet. It's up to $60 million because that is the projected loss, total loss, cost for all of these units. The town is now demanding and has been demanding for some time that the units be demolished. Demolished. So everybody's going to lose their you know, complete investment. So how can this happen? How can this happen? So, you know, there's a bunch of things that we all think about. Don't these places get inspected? It's brand new construction. Are there not building inspectors coming along and looking at this through the various stages of construction and making sure things are done right? Well, the answer to that is no. It's no. There are safety codes officers who come along at various stages and look at various things, but there isn't someone there whose job it is to really oversee the construction and make sure it's done properly according to building code. And, you know, I don't know about you, but that's what I kind of think is happening in new construction, that the municipality, the county, somebody is watching over that. I mean, you have to get permits. They do inspections. Isn't somebody watching it to make sure it's been done properly? And the answer to that is no. There's only safety codes officers. There's a professor named Tang Lee from the U of C who had a really close look at this, and he goes, I really think architects who get paid 20% of their fee to oversee these projects and make sure they're being done right, they should be held responsible. They should have a much bigger hand in looking at their own projects and making sure they're getting done right. But he goes, you know, they don't. They're not doing it. Architects aren't looking properly. So where does that leave all these folks? Demolish all the units. All these people put up some cash and a mortgage to buy. They're going to lose all that money. They're going to lose all that dough. The town or the regional municipality has said, if you guys won't demolish after the 2 years we've been asking you to do it, and the condo people say, we don't have any money to demolish. The regional municipality says, we will demolish and we estimate the cost per unit to be $100,000. And we're going to file caveats against your individual unit titles for $100,000 each. So I'm thinking to myself, these units were fairly inexpensive in 2000, 2003, 2004. Obviously, they weren't expensive at all. They were fantastically expensive, but original cost in wasn't. These folks are going to lose $250,000 each. They're still responsible for the mortgage. They're losing all their cash, and they've got a $100,000 caveat against their title. So Penn Horwood is going to get knocked down, and these folks are going to lose all their dough. So my question is it an isolated case, or is this happening in more places? So when I drive to work in Edmonton, I come from the south side to the north side. I come up 105th Street. I cross 98th Avenue, and at the intersection of 98th Avenue and 105th Street, on three of the corners, there are three condominium buildings. And the other corner is a vacant lot. Here's three condos on three corners of one intersection, and they're all having major work done to them. What does that mean to us? What does it mean? What can we learn out of this? So the major lesson, I think, the major issue, the major diligence thing that I want everybody to get very clearly is that when you buy a condo, you have to do a lot of diligence. You have to do a lot of diligence, and it can take a whole bunch of different forms. So, there's lots you can do. When you look at condominium documentation that you should get as part of making an offer, we said in our breakout session in the other room that the most valuable $400 you can spend when you buy a condo is to take that stack of condominium documentation and take it to one of those companies whose job it is to analyze those documents. People ask me to do it, and I go, don't pick me. I'm going to charge you $1,500 to do it, and I wouldn't do as good a job as $400 will get you at one of these companies that do it all the time. They look at all the minutes of all the different kinds of meetings that they have. They look at the reserve fund studies. They look at the reserve fund plans that the condo board is supposed to prepare once they get the study from the engineer. They look at every scrap of documentation. And then they try and give you an informed opinion about where this building is at in terms of especially their maintenance, their deferred maintenance, the condo fees that they're charging, and are those fees sufficient to generate reserve fund monies that will take care of the ongoing maintenance that every condo needs? If the windows all need replacing in 5 years, and that's a $200,000 job in that particular condo, is that money in the reserve fund, or is it going to be generated from the fees that are going to be paid, or is it going to be a special assessment because they've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off? So I think getting your documents analyzed by one of the companies that does that, especially the reserve fund study, and looking back in those minutes where the board goes, oh, let's put that off to the next meeting, is the most important one. There's lots of other diligence that you can do. You can do searches at the courthouse. How about your own inspection? Who, when they bought a condo, takes their own inspector along? We kind of think that should be single family rather than condos. But I have bought condos and had my inspector save me because he saw things I didn't see. So I think you should consider that. Try and figure out whether it's a reputable developer who's built other properties that have had no trouble. I think you should chat with your realtor about that. Use a realtor that's expert in condominiums and ask them, what do we know about this developer? Is he a reputable developer? Is he a bad developer? What do we know about the building? If your realtor says, I don't know those things, then they're really not a condominium specialist, because they should know, because this stuff gets talked about. And there's other things you can do. You find out what warranties there are. There's this land title search called an additional plan sheet that you can order, just like you can order a copy of title. We can't go into all of those things in detail, but what I'm telling you is there's lots more diligence that you can and should do on a condominium. I don't think it'll ever be as bad as Penn Horwood. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say don't buy condos. I'm just saying you got to pay more attention to them and be a little more rigorous in your diligence. For lots of properties, the major issue for them is the building envelope, and that's where balconies meet the wall, roofs, any place where water can get in. Building envelope is important because water has to stay out. And, you know, and overall, you know, lawsuits, if you discover that there's lawsuits registered against the building, Don Campbell has said for a million years, if he ever finds there's a lawsuit, he just walks away. I have said that I don't think that's necessarily required, but gall darn it, in Penn Horwood, anybody who investigated in 05 and found a lawsuit should have walked away and not bought, shouldn't they? That would have been their savior in that particular one. And this is something I've just been thinking about is, it's hard to get at, but condominiums have cultures. There's the culture of we don't want to spend a bean on the condo because that's money out of our pocket, and directors are elected who take that point of view. And anytime somebody says, gee, we really should take a look at that roof. It's 5 years past its due date, and you know there's a leak in that one unit. Nah, come on, we can get another couple of years out of it. Versus the other kinds of condominium owners who get the engineer's report, who give a very conservative professional opinion about the state of the condominium, say, the engineer said we have to do it, so we got to do it. And they spend way more money than they have to versus these other cultural guys who won't spend any money. So you have to try and see if you can get a handle on what the condominium culture is. So on a positive note, I own lots of condos and they're fine. You got to manage hard, get on the board, and do lots of diligence. I want you to ratchet up the amount of diligence you do for condos.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.